Mishnah Gimel continues to examine the rules and the halachas of kilayim of clothing. Mipchot hayadayim, mipchot hasfarim, mipchot haspag, ein behem mishum kilayim. Rabbi Elazar oser. So little hand towels and little cloths for covering Torah scrolls and bath towels do not involve the prohibition of kilayim. Rabbi Elazar users it. So the Tanakhama basically feels like all these various things, be they for a little bit of a machlokes, but how to understand them exactly, maybe they're a napkin, or the sort of the scarves that the Sephardim tie around the Torah, you know, so that they can roll the cloth without touching it. And again, bath towels being a slightly bigger version of a hand towel, in all these situations, they are, Rambam says that maybe it's a dish towel or whatever. So in all these situations, they aren't garments, not intended to be garments. They have no goal of garments. They can't offer warmth or protection. And therefore, the Tanakhama explains that they don't fall under the prohibition of kilayim. So in theory, I don't really totally understand why one would want to, but in theory, if one had like a nice bath towel made out of wool and flax, so then that wouldn't be a prohibition of kilayim. Rabbi Elazar disagrees, however, and feels that basically all three of these things can in fact be used in some manner, or possibly in some manner, as clothing, or as some type of garment, and therefore they are held to the prohibition of kilayim. So basically, it's actually a fairly interesting machlokes. The Rav Elazar holds that basically because these things are, or he believes these things are occasionally used like garments, is us to use them in any fashion. In other words, Rav Elazar wouldn't disagree that one could weave wool and flax together to make like a little handkerchief. But because it could be used as some type of garment, therefore it's prohibited to use in all circumstances. The Tanakhama, however, says that listen, as long as, that in Achanami, if they're being used as garments, and they are going to be prohibited because of shatness. However, if they're used in their intended way, they are mutar. So again, it's a bit of a debate about, well, here are three things that could be used for garments somehow, albeit not normally, in which case, Rav Elazar says, we don't want you to ever be in that situation, so there's an Isra Kilam across the board. And the Tanakhama says, listen, if you're using them as a garment, then the previous mission already told us that, there's a prohibition of Kilam even when it's being used awry, right? When it's being used in a manner that's not normal. However, as long as they're being used in a proper fashion, as a handkerchief or drying your hands like a little hand towel, so then there's no need to prohibit it. The Mishnah continues. Hamidpachot hasaparim asurot mishum kilayim. Barber's aprons, the sort of capes that barbers tie around your neck, are usher due to kilayim. And the end of the Mishnah is just sort of pushing, the end of Mishnah Gimel, sort of pushing the discussion that we just had vis-a-vis the Tanakhama and Rav Elazar by explaining that even in a situation with a barber's smock, which really you aren't wearing for warmth or as a garment, really you're just wearing it to protect your clothes from hair, not to protect your body or anything like that, then it still falls under the issue of kilayim. So again, Mishnah Gimel continues to discuss the idea of exactly when something has a concern of begay of kilayim. And there's a machlokas about whether or not a hand towel or whatnot could be an isra, could have an isra of kilayim applied to it, as long as it could in theory be used. And even if we say that it doesn't have an isra of kilayim applied to it, then we see that there are certain things like a barber's apron, which are always going to be prohibited because of kilayim. So again, if one were to make a barber's apron out of wool and flax, even though it is not normal clothing, and even though you're not wearing it to protect your body, and you're only wearing it to protect your clothing, in that case, it is still going to be prohibited because of kilayim. Continuing in the same vein as Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dal continues to discuss and consider various types of garments, I guess, that they're clothing or something like that, that may or may not have an issue of kilayim applied to them. Takrichei ha-meis u'mardaa shel chamor ein behem mishum kilayim. So shrouds for the dead and the saddle blanket of a donkey are not subject to the isra of kilayim. Lo yiten hamardas a tefo afilu hotzi aleha zevo. So a person may not, however, place a saddle blanket on his shoulder, even in order to take out the garbage. So the first part of the mission is actually a little interesting. We know that it is asur to bury a person, a dead person, in a four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis, because it is tantamount to mocking the dead person, saying like, hi, look at us, we can have tzitzis and you can't. Which leads to the question, well, if we are in fact concerned on some level that we are mocking the dead, or we should not mock the dead, excuse me, and therefore if we were to bury the dead in a four-cornered garment, that four-cornered garment needs tzitzis. So it's true that kilayim only applies to the living, but isn't that tantamount again to mocking the dead? So the Rashbam actually has a really very clever answer. It explains that shatness applies only to garments which are worn in such a way as to provide the wearer with some physical benefit. Since the dead person does not derive any physical benefit at all, so his wearing it isn't some kind of problem of kilayim. In other words, in that situation, because the dead person is not getting any benefit from the beged, so therefore the issur of kilayim does not apply, and we are not mocking the dead. Which I personally think is an interesting answer. The issue of the saddle blanket on a donkey, however, is very similar to our Mishnah Bet, talking about the hard mats and what is biblically permitted or prohibited. So again, according to Torah law, then sitting on shatness is always permitted, right? There's no problem with a saddle blanket for a donkey, which is kilayim d'oraisa. The Rabbanan, the rabbis, if you remember from Mishnah Bet, prohibited this because there was a fear that some of the strands or stray threads could get caught up on a person's skin and would eventually end up in a situation of kilayim. So the difference here is that because one is always going to ride a donkey fully clothed, so there is no concern that you are going to have your bare skin sort of attracting these stray threads. Alternatively, you could just simply say that nobody sleeps on a saddle blanket, whereas people do sleep on these mats, and therefore that's why the rabbis were concerned in Mishnah Bet by explaining that you really do need to wear an extra layer of clothing when you're sleeping on these mats, versus here where they don't bother to come and clarify that you need to wear an extra layer of clothing. And the end of the Mishnah makes it clear that while there is no issur d'oraisa, no biblical prohibition of sitting on shatness, there is of kilayim, there is a problem of getting protection or benefit from kilayim. There's a bit of a machlokas or a bit of a discussion about what the benefit is here. Either some people suggest that the saddle blanket is padding your shoulder while you're carrying out the garbage so that you're getting some benefit, or according to the Shach, which is the answer, the suggestion I like, is that, the reason why you're putting the saddle blanket on your shoulder is to protect your clothing and yourself from the garbage. So again, in these situations, you do have an issur of kilayim, even though, again, one can ride on said blanket, one cannot use it and gain any benefit from it in any other way.